USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
21-year-old Ahmad Alyssa has been charged with multiple counts of murder after his suspected rampage at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, Monday. President Biden urged Congress to swiftly pass gun control laws, and he may write executive orders on his own. Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert says Colorado already has some of the toughest gun laws in the country. And it's very unfortunate that their first knee-jerk reaction is to limit our ability to defend ourselves. End quote. The grocery store where the shooting took place is an anti-open carry, informing legally armed folks not to go into the store. North Korea conducted tests of short-range missiles last weekend as the new Biden administration continues to push for diplomatic engagements with Pyongyang. The official sought to downplay the implications of the test, emphasizing to reporters that the administration does not view the tests as a major provocation. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get a border update. Tim Berg reports.
The Border Patrol is running into more large groups of illegal immigrants in South Texas. Agents saying they're encountering groups of 100 or more. The illegal immigrants from the countries of El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Mexico, and Belize. Texas Border County Judge Richard Cortez tells MSNBC the feds are to blame regarding the border crisis, and this is now affecting folks regarding trading along the U.S.-Mexico border.
The federal government, because we have closed borders right now. I mean, the border communities, we depend on cross-border trade with Mexican people coming across over and shopping in our businesses. Those people cannot come over here. In fact, no one can cross the border right now except for those immigrants that are seeking asylum. And that, of course, gives them a right because that's what the law says. So until our federal government addresses the immigration issue, we're going to continue to have this problem or even more so in the future.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As NASCAR heads into Bristol, Tennessee this weekend, history will be made. It's the first dirt race for the NASCAR Cup Series in over 50 years. Driver Kyle Busch on Motor Racing Network explains, "I was past dirt racing experiences will help this weekend."
Those cars are not even close to what we're going to run. So it's just a matter of figuring out the track and feeling the track and getting some visuals, you know. The white line that we're running around is not the same white line that I'm always used to running around at Bristol. So it's definitely different. And just trying to learn and see exactly what the racetrack feels like. And I've driven those cars before, but nowhere close to anywhere like Bristol. The biggest, fastest place I've been on with those is Eldora. And so just trying to remember what the grip level was at Eldora and trying to remember what the grip level is at Bristol. And then, you know, trying to think about what a cup car would feel like. So the cars aren't even close where I'm learning anything, really.
Track crews put down 23,000 yards of dirt on the Bristol Motor Speedway surface, turning it from a half-mile 30-degree banked concrete oval to a half-mile 19-degree red clay oval. The Food City Dirt Race is Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. 14 games today as Major League Baseball spring training continues. The late game has the Padres and Giants going at it at 10:05 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.